show on a Thursday, a throwback Thursday. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back, and myself, Bill Schmidt, baby Tauschen, today for Rami Makhlouf, vacationing before the holidays, as so many radio people do. Gary, jacked up, man. I know the listeners can't see me, but I'm wearing my green and gold sweatshirt. I got my green and gold boxers on. I got my green and gold undershirt on. It's Packer Bear Week, and I don't know if anybody has really, really stepped up into making sure that we got the Bears talk out of here, so I kicked out Rami for the next 2 days.
That's okay.
He said we had to get some Packer talk in here and let the real cheeseheads get ready for a Packer Bear game. Got a lot to get to here in the next 4 hours before the Bill Michaels huddle. They'll be talking Packers and Bears as well down in Kenosha, right in the heat of Packer Bear country down at Rivals tonight, starting at 6. But first off, and right out of the chutes at 414-799-1250, the phone number here at The Fan. If you want to get a hold of us, also on Twitter, at 1057FMTheFan. You can email us live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Is the Packer-Bear rivalry. Everybody knows the history. Everybody knows the numbers. And the Packers finally getting themselves back into the winning side of the record, Gary.
Sure.
But what does Packer-Bear week mean to you as somebody that lived it?
Well, I think it's lost it. I mean, if you talk to Leroy and those guys, they would say it was more about the Minnesota Vikings for them. And I think things change over a period of time. I think if you pull up the overall wins and losses, Baby Tosh, I think you'll see that the Bears have been leading the series for the better part of 30, 40 years as far as total wins and losses. And I think we just tied it up as recently as maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. And that's kind of mind-boggling if you think about we've had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and how many wins we probably have had over the last 40 years. So I think what's puzzling to me is that I think it's a great question, but last week, Steve and I were talking about certain to the fact that a lot of fans wanted the Packers to lose out so they can get a high draft pick. I was wondering how Packer fans, do you still want them to lose against the Chicago Bears? Even though you know it's a rivalry, do you still want them to lose to get that draft pick? Because to me, that would tell you something about this rivalry. Because if this rivalry is what you say it is, if it's about, you know, Kenosha, Racine, where is that dividing line, yep. if it's about that, then no, you want the Green Bay Packers to win this no matter what draft pick that you get. So that kind of just kind of came in my mind as I was thinking about this Packer-Bear rivalry. Is all the phone calls that we were getting, which was last week, they want the Packers to lose out. Now we're here to Chicago, that you want to still continue to lose. It is the oldest rivalry in the NFL, and that means something. George Halas, Vince Lombardi, I mean, it's one of the original NFL franchises. And so for me, it meant a lot because of the close ties we had with Vince Lombardi through Forrest Gregg. To me, it meant a lot because I would come in the locker room and Ray Nitschke would be in the hot tub. To me, it meant a lot because Tony Canadeo was still alive and what was his nickname? The Great Ghost from Gonzaga. Meant a lot because the Great Ghost from Gonzaga. I think he's from Gonzaga. I'm not sure.
Old number three.
Yep. Retired number. Was he the Great Ghost from Gonzaga?
Ninth round pick out of Gonzaga. 5'11", 200 pounds.
That's his nickname?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Short story. He would always come into the locker room with like an entourage. I thought he was like, you ever like Al Capone and them type jokers? That's whenever I saw him, he always had a top hat on, one of those nice long wool, long coat suit. I mean, he's always dressed to the nines.
It was 3-piece.
Yes.
Yep, he had the vest on too.
And always had like maybe 3-4 other guys with him all the time. You didn't know what they were, but they talked about the Bears and what their rivalry was, and Forrest would bring them in and he would talk to us about that. And so to me, it means a lot. And here's what I like about right now, Rami has some cuts of it, but yeah, I like now that it's starting to get back that way again. It feels like that this weekend. We got a little talk last week from Aaron Rodgers. He was talking about, well, you know, we can go down and beat Chicago because we've done it. We've had success there before. Then I guess the Hicks kid's now talking a little crap. Well, he's not talking smack. I guess he's just responding to what Aaron Rodgers said, you know, the week before. Don't think we forgot about what Aaron Rodgers has said. So I like it. I mean, it feels real. It doesn't feel made up. Doesn't feel manufactured. I think in some ways for me, although I thought Mike did a great job, Mike McCarthy did a great job. I think Mike Holmgren did a great job. But to me, that Packer-Bears rivalry felt a little manufactured.
See, when I watched Mike McCarthy and I listened to Mac for as long as he was the coach here, 13 years, every single time I heard him talk about the Bears or the Packers and the Bears or the Packers and the Vikings, coaching the Green Bay Packers, understanding what the history of that meant and the magnitude of it, for me, Sparky, I don't know about everybody else, but I've gotten this spike through the last couple of years because of me being around so many people from the city of Chicago and people from Illinois going to school.
That's
where there's
work here too.
55. Well, right, and I look at some joker wearing an orange shirt every single day. But the frustration with that city rose up to a boiling point for me during the baseball season, and the Brewers finally gave you some bragging rights as to, okay, now it's, let's play baseball because we took y'all down here. And now what has always been the bargaining chip was no Bear fan wanted to talk about Packers and Bears. Everybody always just wanted to talk about the Cubs being on top. But right now, the way that the balance has shifted, it feels like the Packers and the Bears might be the tipping point with these two cities.
First things first, you need a shave. Second thing, start with that. It's just, I can't look at that all day. That's going to drive me absolutely bonkers. Do you see everything, or the computer is blocking your view of everything?
Well, I would say this. It looks better than Rummy's.
No.
Thank you.
He should not have a mustache. Yeah. You think he looks good with a mustache?
Yeah, I don't know if he... Well, he doesn't look good to begin with.
Well, that's not very nice either. Okay, so what is a Packer-Bears game?
I mean, just keep it at 100.
That's what you do.
You want me to judge him, right?
This is what you do.
This is how Wendy Diggs looking. I'm going to give him a 2. I don't know about anybody else.
All right, so what does the Bears-Packers rivalry still mean to you? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Last week when we were talking about, like Gary said, I said the only game I cared about was the Bears game. Anything to screw them up, mess them up, I wanted Rodgers to play after the Bears game because I figured that'll be about it after the Bears game. But after the Bears game, then they can rest him for the last two games, rest Devontae Adams, anybody else you're in fear of having get hurt and losing a part of next year over. I'm totally fine with it. This game, though, I want this game. You know, to be honest, I really haven't given a crap about the Chicago Bears for the last several years because they haven't been any good, and it didn't really matter to me one way or the other from a rivalry standpoint. And Rami and I always fight about that because how big of a rivalry it is. Oh, it's the oldest rivalry, blah, 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 blah. And I just don't think Packer fans have really cared about the Bears all that much. Yes, it's the Bears, but they really haven't been all that good, and there's not a lot of distaste between the two teams until the whole Akeem Hicks thing, like Gary was referencing about what Rodgers said and him now saying he can't wait to see him. Outside of that, there really hasn't been any trash talking like there was back in the 80s when guys were trying to kill each other on the football field. Coaches hated each other, all that stuff. That doesn't exist anymore. Everybody's friends with everybody. So for me, it really hasn't been that way. But now that they're good, yeah, I mean, you obviously want to beat the Chicago Bears. I don't know if, I'm old guy, but when Gary was playing, I hated the Chicago Bears. I hated Mike Ditka. I hated everybody on the Bears. My grandma was a huge Bears fan. One like Kenosha, the Kenosha newspaper back in the day had Packer fan and Bear fan of Kenosha, whatever. She won Bear fan of Kenosha, I think, a couple different times, whatever else. So that's how big of a Bears fan she was. And I had to deal with that all the time. Plus, my aunt was a Bears fan, too. So I grew up down there. Kenosha's kind of like a suburb of Chicago. So I grew up around all that crap. Now I really only have to deal with Rami. And outside of that, nobody else really talks to me about the Bears whatsoever. So I think that's kind of the reason why it's died off a little bit. I was more pissed off dealing with the Cubs during the summertime, because that's 6 months every day of dealing with Rami. That drove me crazy. Like, I had had my fill by the time this all said and done. Now, with it being the football season, he doesn't really even talk about the Bears all that much during the course of a week. He really doesn't. Not nearly as much as it was with the Cubs. But I want this game. Anything to screw them up.
So you want this one.
And I wanted this one last week, too.
Right.
Just to kind of slow their roll a little bit and slow their momentum And just tell them, hey, you know, this may not last past this year. We may be back here next year just to remind you who we have a quarterback as 12. That's what you want to do. What you don't want to have happen is you don't want to come out of this game and you lose like 38 to 13 or something.
Yeah.
That's the one thing you can't have happen, because you're going to just kill the morale of everybody going into the offseason and everything else. At least if you beat the Bears, Packer fans are kind of jacked up a little bit. The Packer players are like, okay, yeah, they won the division, but if we would have had this turned around a little bit sooner, we probably still would have won this thing, and we're fine next year. The one thing you don't want to have happen for player morale, fan morale, and everything else, you do not want to get absolutely killed by the Bears. Can't have that.
Gary, I started listening to the Score Down Chicago after you brought it to the attention of what Hicks had said about the Packers and making sure that they had something for Rodgers.
Right.
The last 2 days, it has been like a damn pep rally on that station for Bears fans talking about these two franchises going in completely opposite directions. And you can kick the big brother down and put him on the curb.
Isn't that something?
By finishing them off.
Right. Isn't that something
they think they can finish this team off?
Isn't this something that the Packers are the big brother?
Oh, it's tremendous. But it's set in stone. Get a dub against us and then we can talk.
Right, right, right. And I think they, and rightly so, Leroy's talked about this. What? So they've been beaten down for how long, Leroy?
A long time. At least a decade. Since Mike McCarthy, since Aaron Rodgers has been relevant.
Since you guys.
I mean, I'm just saying recent.
Do you know what your record was against the Bears?
It was pretty significant.
Yeah. Can you look up what his record was?
Yeah, yeah.
When did you start?
1990 to 2001.
1990.
Leroy's won and lost record against.
You actually are older than me and Sparky.
Well, they were 13-7 in the 90s against him, and 12-8 in the 2000s against him. So domination. They got one win against you guys in 2000. They got one win in 99.
That one wasn't my fault.
From 94 to 98, it's all Packers.
That they never won a game.
They had never gotten a dub.
94 through 98.
There's a 33-6 thromping on Monday Night Football in there on Halloween.
Yeah, I remember.
Packers
that
go up 40-3 on them at one day.
Were you playing with the Robert Brooks 99 yard one?
Yeah, I got an interception to make it 99 yards on the 1 yard line, cuz. Come on, man. Do your history.
You get tripped up? You thought you were taking it to the house?
No, I'm going
to
tell you what happened. Really, they had one of these. No. You got to see it. 99 goes the other way, too. See, they tried to do a run the ball, pitch it back to the quarterback. So Kramer gets it, and it's a guy wide open because I think Doug or somebody bit. But I never bite, right? I'm deep. And he throws it. So I intercept it at the 1 yard line. So the next play, Holmgren calls slug O to Robert Brooks. You're going to run a slant and go on Donnell Woodford. And he bit. And Robert Brooks, 99 yards. Right there at their place.
So that's how I got there.
That's how it's set up.
Yes.
You know what?
Always very aggressive every time we played.
Yeah.
Robert Brooks owe you a lot.
Well, that's my guy. Yeah, we owe each
other. See, there you go.
That's
my boy. Look at it. That's why I like you.
Love
all right.
And Leroy, I want to get the rest of it with you. We've been talking about what does the Packers and Bears rivalry mean to you. And we'll take some phone calls here after the break. But I don't know about you guys. Growing up in the city, growing up as a diehard Packer fan, Dad and I have been going to games since I was 6 years old. I'm on one of the meatball trains of if you lose 14 games of the year and you win two and both of them are against the guys with the C on the helmet, I'm feeling okay.
Well,
I'm doing all right.
I actually lived that era.
Right, yeah, because there was a time when it was.
That was the only game that we were looking to win.
So as long as you're beating those jokers,
and
you're
fine. And if we can win on the scoreboard, we're going to fight somebody.
Yeah, that made it a lot more tolerable for us fans. I'll be honest with you.
We're going to win something, either the game or we're going to fight somebody.
Right. We're going to pick a fight with somebody.
And that game normally is nationally televised.
Normally it is. When back then it was. Yeah. Both of them. Because they knew something stupid was going to come down.
Yeah.
Whether you had Forrest and you had Mike Dicker, something's going to happen.
Well, something's going to happen down in Chicago this week as these two teams meet for the second time. And the Bears have been talking like they got something for Aaron Rodgers after he put up 21 in the second half against them in week one. God. We'll talk about a lot more with Leroy and with you at 414-799-1250. Next, it's the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. That's Mama Tried by Merrill Haggard. Anybody know anything about Merrill Haggard?
Yeah, I know that it's Merle.
Uh-oh. There you go. So he knows the correct pronunciation at least.
Oh, okay.
So that's good.
Yeah, that works.
Good. That's good. Yeah.
Gary
Orlowski started this, didn't he, last
year?
Yeah,
man. Yeah. I know about Merle Haggard, man.
You guys used to rock some of this out at the CC back in the day? Back in Madison?
No, no.
Definitely down in Georgia.
Yeah, you know it was in Georgia, and you know it was in Florida.
Trap music in Georgia.
And you know it was in Florida, because I don't know what locker room Leroy was in.
We wasn't playing that.
Yeah, you was.
No, child, please.
Shoot, stop. Yes, you was.
We was playing MC Hammer.
Not every day you won.
Why not?
We didn't, not in our locker room every day.
Well, y'all locker room winning that.
There was always one
that.
Day so where you go country or something.
Right. Yeah. There's never. One day, yeah, you don't get.
We ain't having three white guys on our team, so we won't never play that.
You had more than that.
The two kickers and the long snapper.
You had more than that.
And the coaches.
Well, at least I would have been able to have some kind of
route. Did you guys
team.
Do it that way?
Oh, yeah. Wednesdays was always the country hick day that we'd always play. Yeah, it was gross.
One day.
I hated it.
You had to play country. Just did.
What do you mean had?
Well, that's because it was that because we had.
Were you in China?
Because we want to spread it around to everybody, man. We want to be
yeah,
a team.
Yeah, give everybody some soul.
Get like in you said, the kicker and all the other offensive linemen would be happy.
Right.
They hear some Luke Bryan and some Jason Aldean.
You're not playing Merle Haggard in your weight room. Stop it, guys. Come on.
Played there in the weight room, too. You know that.
You're not doing it.
Yeah.
No one will work out.
And then there was one day for, like, heavy metal.
Yep. Five-finger death punch was one day.
This Muskego Gary need to stop.
No, but I'm telling you, okay. Wisconsin.
This is what it was back in the day.
We need this Milwaukee is at, Northside.
No,
Gary,
this I'm okay? just saying, what is it? This is what we had at Wisconsin. We had one day had to be country. One day was Led Zeppelin or heavy metal or whatever that day we had that day. And then 3 days was,
God,
you know, I'm going to hit you with this. 3 days was the time. Zap, Prince,
how
Roger
you go
Troutman.
From that to that?
But so that's what I'm saying. Everybody got some.
It's too diverse.
Everybody got some.
So you guys had like one CD that's playing all year long. You got the 12 songs.
Jamponi. We had Jamponi DJs. It was a DJ called Jamponi Express, and they put together all the top R&B songs for us, all the top hip hop songs, all the top.
Florida State
songs.
Had way more that's money than Wisconsin.
Them, yeah.
Well, we had DJs down mean? In Miami that were cut.
They had their own DJs,
them.
Man.
Jamponi Express.
Oh no, we didn't have no DJ.
Exactly that, right. Yes.
That was just straight. Because that was
our own DJ. Man.
No, that was yo, dude. Why don't you make this cassette for me?
Right. Yeah.
Somebody put some new songs.
Yeah.
Together, we'll
put some. Put this, yeah. Room. Put a cassette together.
Yep.
All their money went into education. Ours went into getting to the pros. That's 100.
That's okay. Of course.
Man, started with the music.
That's something else. But
you guys care about degrees. We care about.
So all you cared about was Packers and Bears getting yourself into the pros,
Leroy. When I first played in my first one, I remember Brian Noble, my favorite Packer, former Packer of all time. I mean, like older guys, not the younger, just Gilbert Brown. But he sat me down. He said, "Now we're playing the Bears." I'm like, "So what? What's the big deal? In our division? Just do you know about Florida State and Miami?" "Yeah, I need you to play like that." I said, "Oh." Then he gave me all the history.
Mm-hmm.
And then his whole demeanor changed. I said, "Hey, what's going on?" He said, "Man, it's the Bears. All records go out the door. You're going to see a lot of handkerchiefs." I didn't know they called flags handkerchiefs back then. So I said, "Handkerchiefs? What, people crying?" "No, fool, I'm talking about the yellow flag. You can hit people late and the coach won't care." I said, "Whoa, no, Lindy won't care. He won't care. Just take guys out. Cut, block them, you do all kind of stuff." And I was just amazed by it. And they had the same thing going on. Same thing. And what's the big linebacker, Steve, that played for the Jets? Middle linebacker. Talk a lot of noise. Oh, what's his name? Brian.
Cox?
No, it was Brian Cox.
Played for the Jets? Or Bart
Scott?
He
was with the Jets for a while.
Yeah, I think maybe it was. I think his name was Brian something. Oh, Tucker. Had a big head neck brace.
Yeah, that was Cox.
Yeah, Tucker, a lot of smack, Steve. Came over to the sideline, and well, back then you could shoot the bird, no problem. Mm-hmm. No problem. You know, no fine. Bear Packer week. Grab your – go ahead and do it. I don't care.
He played for the Jets in 98 through 2000.
He's nicest guy in the world, though. But during that week – Really, I got to get one of your boys coming across the middle. Tell Sterling, don't even try. I'm just going to take him out. I said, man, you can't just admit that on NFL films. He was wired up. I don't care. It's Packer Bear Week.
See, now that's how I feel like. I see somebody with a Bear jersey walking down the sandwich line at Big and Save. Hey, I'm decking them.
It feels like that this week. And you can probably get away with it. When you get downtown, the lieutenant come talk to you. Hey, man, it's Bear. Oh, sitting at me.
But you know what? It hadn't felt like this in a long time.
They hadn't been relevant, yep. Like Steve said. They haven't been around. But they feel the other way. You guys ain't relevant. We're first place now.
I've got people on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever you want to call it, every single day posting NFC North standings acting like the Bears have won 3 straight Super Bowls because they're 9-4.
I don't mind them getting this shine.
And they're feeling themselves right now, but the way that people in Chicago have made this seem like that this is going to be a funeral for the Green Bay Packers.
You know what I do with those people? I send them a number 12 jersey and put a hashtag on it. They scared of 12. You know how the Batman put the thing up in the there? It's a 12 and an 18 up there. Randall Cobb killed these boys.
Man, he might have his field day with the nickel boy Bryce Callahan out for the Bears
man,
this week.
You preaching now.
Bob in Kenosha, first up for us on Packer Bear Week. What's up, Bob?
Hey. Gary, you had an 8-track player, man. Let's admit it.
Okay. He had a beta too.
No, yeah, I did. I had the 8-track back in
the deuce and a quarter.
My mom had one now.
Deuce
limited.
And quarter.
Yeah. Limited.
I want that deuce and a quarter, by the way.
Back in 70, that was
you
in
know about the deuce and a quarter,
72. We had a Buick. That a Buick? Yep. Deuce and a quarter. Yeah, my mom had a brown one.
Nice.
As a fan, I'm 59. There was only one royalty when we were kids. If you weren't Donnie Anderson, you were Gale Sayers, and
yep.
I still have a soft spot for that in my heart.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, thanks. And with that, too, there have been so many great players for both teams and both franchises that it feels like it's a matchup between – I mean, you could put together two rosters of damn near Hall of Famers at every position the two franchises.
The only problem I got with people that live by Bob, Steve, down in Kenosha, Waukegan, you know, all the down in Racine. In 1985, there's a lot of people went south. Because the Bears were winning. Packers weren't good. They won a Super Bowl shuffle. They buying all the seeds. Okay, great. But when we turned in the 90s, they started to come back. We put up the wall. The real wall. Stay down there. Come back.
Everybody Steve was down there.
Yeah, I was. What everybody needs to understand a little bit about Kenosha back then, more so than Racine, was we didn't have cable TV, right? Mm-hmm. So you got the rotor. You got to turn the rotor, you know, north, south, east, west, all that fun stuff, right, in order to get the channels you wanted. But in Kenosha, you could get all the CBS, ABC, NBC. You get all the Chicago stations. And you had all the Milwaukee stations. So, you know, up here, you
what
only
that Channel 9
you
station, Steve?
WGN.
Yeah, right. You get that good.
So, down in Kenosha, you could watch at noon, right? You could watch the Bears game on CBS and the Packers game on CBS. So, you could essentially have three games on at noon because of where you live. So, you got to see all the Cubs games that were on, all the Bears games that were on.
And the Brewers.
And you got to see the Bulls games, too, at times, too. So that's how that fan base kind of became. And then eventually you started having the transplants moving from Illinois to Kenosha, or people from Kenosha going to work down in Illinois. Didn't want to pay the heavy taxes in Illinois, but lived up here and drove down there. So that's kind of how the whole thing started as far as how you had so many fans of the other team. And you're right. When the Packers sucked, you're right. You had a lot of people said, dude, I'm done with this.
I'm out.
They're never going to get this fixed. This is horrible. I can drive to Soldier Field and still see games. It's not that far of a drive. There's a lot of people around me that are rooting for the Bears too, right?
Yep.
It would be all good. And you'd have Bears bars down there. You'd have Packers bars down there. Hell, I think they even had a couple places where I had Vikings games on down there too when the NFL Sunday Ticket came to be. So that's kind of how that whole thing was. So the rivalry down there was huge growing up because there were so many of each fan base. And I'm sure it probably still is huge down there as far as fan bases go now.
No, it is.
But now you go to some of those places on the interstate. I'm not going to get into naming names, but there's one specifically that drives me crazy. You go to some of those places on the interstate now during the summertime.
One of the bars.
Cubs games, White Sox games, they don't even show Brewers games because a majority of the people that come in there off of 94 or live out by the interstate are Chicago fans. They don't even show Brewers games. You go in there and you guys are like, see all the Cubs, White Sox stuff? We're showing those games, sorry.
We did.
It's kind of what it is.
Me and Kyle Fuller, the cornerback for the Bears. We did a camp together in Rockford. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, dude, it's going to be Bears? He said, it'll probably be more Bears, probably. I'm like, okay. Dude, it was 60% Packer fans.
It's crazy.
He was shocked. Then they saw me and him. Hey, what's up? Talking. Hey, don't, Laura, don't do that. No. I said, man, this is my guy. No. You got to give to charity. No, we don't care. No, don't do that. I said, okay. And so it was amazing how many Packer fans are in Rockford and Beloit going the other way.
Yeah, that way. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
The other way.
Well, that's, you know.
And your law's down there, right?
Yeah, that's kind of like, you know, that's Kenosha, Racine, like, well, you know.
Okay, where that go? But when you go across the toll and get to the outlet.
You got a lot of Cubs
Gurney,
people over there.
Boy, they down there like the Hatfield and McCoys. Hey, man.
In Beloit, there's a lot of Cub fans in Beloit.
Yeah, it is.
The way that it's migrated through, and like you said too, Sparky, I think a big part of it also has to do with the transplants.
Yeah.
But like you guys said, the domination for the Packers for the last 20-some years. I mean, you heard Aaron yesterday. You guys were playing this all day. Aaron saying, go down to Chicago, place we've won a lot of times, beat them. Like, it's matter of fact. Like, it's going to happen because it's happened for the last 25 years. And still, you do still have the big dog in the fight, like Leroy said. We're going to put the number 12 number up there and make sure he gets himself over there. Ryan's in Brookfield next on the fan. What's up, Ryan? That's not Ryan. Keith on the north side. Hey, Keith.
Oh, Keith.
Keith.
Or Heath. Which one is it?
It's neither one, I guess.
He's not there.
Go to the next person.
Let's go to Kevin. At Maple Ridge, Kevin.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Bears, Packers, man. What does it mean to you?
It means a lot because you can hear it on two stations. You didn't know that, did you?
You can hear it on two different stations, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you turn into Gary and Bill after the game on both radios.
What's that?
Then you turn Gary and Bill on both radios after the game.
No, What I meant was 78 and 620.
Right.
Oh, right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I do.
Just to Bears and Packers.
By the way, how did they get that name, Soldier Field?
That's a good question. Gary, you know how they got this one?
Well, because I think it was started off as a veterans park, right?
Yeah, it's
for
owned
for the soldiers, and it's owned by the county, or the city of Chicago. The Chicago Bears, McCaskey family, they don't have anything to do with that facility.
And there used to be some kind of, man, my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Kevin, I appreciate it here, man. I'm gonna get the story for you.
Get the story on that. Steve, do you know? You should know.
My ex-girlfriend's dad gave me the whole story for it for a long time.
Because they wanted a statue of Walter Payton up, and they couldn't put it up because of
silly.
And they used to play some kind of game between the All-Americans of every university and the Hall or the best players on the Army, Navy, and Air Force, the service people's teams.
Yeah.
And they used to play some big college bowl game there back in the 1940s.
Okay, well, let's go back. So
that's why they decided to call
to get
it Soldier
your ex
Field.
Back?
No.
You could just say some guy I know. You had to go ex-girlfriend.
Because he was just one of these Illinois people, man, that I cannot stand during this Packers and Bears rivalry,
like
telling you every
back.
Single good thing that's ever happened to the Chicago Bears. And every single one of them ends in 1985.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because you can put it to bed.
Yeah,
go lay down
you.
In your Brooklyn sheets and sleep if you're a Bears fan. You
that's
don't even need to watch
about.
The game
that's
this weekend.
My guy.
Absolutely
that's
right.
My guy.
And Brooklyn doesn't care if you're a Bear or Packer fan. They
you
just want
know.
You. To sleep in great sheets. But there
they
is
give
they,
two less
they don't Gary. Ask you on Brooklyn if you're a Bear or Packer fan. Doesn't matter.
You get the same discount.
It's still great sheets. Right. Sparky works for Bears and Packer fans. Cubs fans, Bulls fans. Doesn't matter. It's going to work for everybody.
Come
Brooklyn and sheets, they are the best sheets that you're going to sleep on. Cozy, comfy. You'll feel more rested.
I want somebody to buy me this for Christmas.
The next day when you get up, just everything about life
Please,
becomes
listeners.
A lot better. Versus those sheets that, let's be honest, you didn't really think about. You just got them because you like the color and you moved on with your life. Get and invest in really, really nice sheets. Brooklyn and Sheets named the winner of the best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping. 30,000 five-star reviews, more than any other online betting company. And Brooklyn works directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. No middlemen. meaning they can give you five-star hotel quality sheets that are affordable and easy to order. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving you an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code SPARKY at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that the product and all that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code SPARKY at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code SPARKY. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever.
We'll talk more Packers and Bears with Rob Reichel. He joins us in about 15 minutes. We're back well before then. It's the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
The desert's quiet. Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. I don't need your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
Me some Willie Nelson and apparently Merle Haggard. Wanted to make sure I got that right. Poncho and Lefty bringing us out of the break on a throwback Thursday.
Poncho, now that was the guy on Chips, right?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I don't think that was him.
I'm not gonna lie, funny. Man. I kind of check out after I name my nomination for a Throwback Thursday, brought to you by Master Z's right here on the Wendy's Big Show. You tweet at Big Throwback at 105.7 FM The Fan. Hashtag Big Throwback. Leroy,
no,
what does it say?
No vote.
You better put the hashtag in there because then we can count it. And we'll get our nominations here. Let's start up with Gary. Did you win this one? Merle Haggard?
I don't think I'd have Merle Haggard.
No, I don't think so. It had to be somebody white in the building.
Okay, Sparky, you have the first up nomination.
Gary Oki Christmas.
Okay. Clockwise, Leroy?
Run DMC, cuz. I'm trying anybody from Def Jam to win this month. I want an LL Cool J, but why Run DMC?
Well, I think, so when does this go down?
Next Thursday.
This will be next Thursday.
What's the date next Thursday?
It's Thursday before Christmas.
Thursday before Christmas.
20?
Yeah, it's probably got to be Gary Oki Christmas.
Yeah.
So you're going to be good to go?
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. That's kind of what we've always done.
Yeah, because
I suppose we can vote. But,
Rami says that it has to be voted in.
Posted.
I thought it was automatic. He told me it
I
has
did
to
too.
Be voted
in. Changed my vote. Right. I want to go karaoke too.
You want to go karaoke?
Yeah, yeah, I'm going karaoke too. I don't care nothing about Def Jam. They ain't giving me no money. My boy, that's my boy. I love him.
Well, I'm going to throw something in just because I want to rest my man's voice over here because he's got to put in some work when you sing them songs. So I'll go with Roxy Music.
Who?
Roxy Music.
Who's that?
A new member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Never heard of
it. Oh, that's out yet?
Yeah, they came out today with the seven people that made the Rock and Roll
Hall
of
Fame. Can you announce it? Did Def Leppard make it?
Def Leppard did make it. They were one of the...
LL Cool J?
He did not make it.
Man, come on, cuz. What's going on?
Yeah, and
Def Leppard
Roxy Music was voted in... Def Leppard was one of the ones that made it in as well. Stevie Nicks made it as solo artist.
Zombies should have made this week with Stevie Nicks.
Okay,
the Zombies, The Cure, and Radiohead, the members of the 2019
Radiohead.
Rock and Roll
I'm
Hall
okay with that, but no LL. I think
he was one of the semifinalists. Yep, he was up for it. So was Janet Jackson as well.
Oh yeah, she should already be in. So that's bad news for me, boy. If LL get in and be a finalist, I may be a finalist for the Hall of Fame. So that's probably bad news for me.
Well, we got to flip that script, so you better go right now and vote for Gary Oki Christmas because if Gary Oki Christmas blesses us next week, then maybe you can just go and sit on Gary's lap and ask yourself to get in the Hall of Fame.
Kiss. Can you sing that one for me?
Well, no, because you know you got to have. I mean, if you want to go against the grain, if you want Gary Oki Christmas, what's my Mariah Carey now? Come on, cuz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mariah Carey.
Feliz Navidad.
Well, Mariah Carey got that Christmas album. You know
Boys to Men.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know they got it now.
Yeah. I'd be okay with any of that.
Well, tweet your vote at 105.7 FM The Fan and hashtag Big Throwback. Before we quickly get over to Rob Reichel, Brewers made a trade today. Alex Claudio brought in for the to wrap up the 2019 winter meetings. Guys, you know where the winter meetings were held out at?
Was in Arizona?
The Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, Nevada. Could you imagine 30 teams with 5 to 6 members of the richest and smartest guys that they have in their organization all descending on Las Vegas for
but
a four-day stretch?
Don't stop there. The NFL draft is there in 2021.
In 2020.
And the Raiders are going there in 2020.
And I will be covering every single one of those Raiders games for
so Las Vegas.
I feel sorry for the Bunny Ranch then.
Well, they don't even have that no more. Your boy gone. Allegedly.
Bunny Ranch gone, Kyle?
Huff. I think they voted him in. He was not even around. They voted him in.
The Bunny Ranch don't no longer there?
Not the one he's got, unless they got a new manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know anything about the Bunny Ranch?
I know nothing about the Bunny Ranch.
Because that's where they found your boy now, damn near dead there. Lamar Odom.
Yeah, allegedly.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's where they found him.
Oh, that's where they found him up.
Yeah.
It's all alleged.
Almost
though.
Dead. You can look it up if you want.
Yeah.
But he was at the Bunny Ranch.
No, I know all about that story. That's why I just, you know what? I won't even step foot in one of those places because I went over to the jewelry center and got myself a nice ring, gave it to a nice young lady, and you can't step foot in one of those places. Right, Gary?
You did?
No.
Okay.
No, I just thought.
Let's talk about my good friend.
he was ripping on me for not trying,
well,
you know, a girl,
me
so
out.
I figured I'd just mess
me
around
out.
With everybody.
You put that out there to my ex-girl.
Yeah, he did throw it out there, didn't you, Roy?
Yeah.
We're just trying to follow up because we love
you.
You
can get your ex-girl a parting gift, though.
You can.
That'd be good.
You can. No doubt about it.
Dean will work with anybody. He doesn't discriminate.
You know, Leroy, how I talk about, Baby Tosh, how I talk about.
Front row.
Parking.
Mm-hmm.
That they have their accessible parking.
Right up front.
Storefront parking. Walk right in.
Storefront parking, right?
Can't beat it.
Here's what Dean done did.
You got something better than that? Done did?
Yes, sir.
I like that. Done did. I like that.
Here's what Dean done did. Shop TJC.com. Shop TJC.com. Live chat. Live chat them.
Nice.
If you want to go to the store, you can, because I know a lot of people like that personal attention that you get. You want to see people. That's fine. And if you do, you walk out your car, you walk right in the store. But if you're at your work and you're running a little late, or if you're at home, you can't get out and you need to get your significant other something, go to shoptjc.com right now, and you can get them something right there online. And they deliver it to you. Send it to you. They get it over there to you. Dean Murray, the jury, sent these guys on the cutting edge, 3 locations, 76 and Layton, Layton Plaza. In Brookville, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank building right on the second floor. Third location is in Burlington, Wisconsin. And Leroy Butler is going to be at the Jury Center on.
In the Lady
are
Plaza,
you asking
man?
Me? I'm asking him.
What else with seniors do? They kind of have a moment. So we'll wait till him to jump back in.
Customer Appreciation
that
Day is coming up.
Yeah. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And see, that, the thing about it, though.
14th and the 15th.
I'll be there live.
You're going to be live?
You're
going to be that live.
But the people can't make
alive.
It.
Alive.
You're going to be that live, Steve.
Better than dead, right?
I love this show. I love it.
You're going to be that
live. I mean, I come to viewer dad. I come visit you. I mean,
yeah. We can do a weekend at Bernie's thing with Leroy chilling out.
Just Leroy up in a corner.
Hey, as long as y'all pay me, I don't care. Just pay me.
You're going to be that live.
Just pay me.
Rob Reichel's going to be here live next, coming up on the Wendy's Big Show.
There was a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name-o. When the farmer went to town, Bingo always came-o. B-I-N-G-O, 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 Bingo was his name-o.
And where's my banjo at?
That was his name-o, Bingo. Now I could see Gary rocking out with a banjo to this one.
Well, he went to Wisconsin. I mean, come on.
Of course I went to Wisconsin.
Yeah, they got badges.
Them badges, man.
That's why we got them here. Four badger and packer running back. You
electric
kidding me?
Guitars down south, though.
Man on the cover of his
plug me in,
junior year media guide, right?
Yeah, man.
Junior gear media.
Yeah.
Or give me the football if you're going to put me on the media guide, though.
Hey, I'm just trying to tell you.
Rob Reichel, Bob McGinn Football, joining us right now.
Rob played
on
guitar.
The Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Rob, you ever string
What's
a banjo?
Up, Robbie?
I missed that question because you guys all like to talk at the same time.
Of course we do.
Wow. Wow, Robbie.
The gates.
Hang up on him, man.
Yeah, this is last time. Bob McGinn,
Gary, you
football.
Start. I don't want to talk over you.
Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Can you play a banjo?
I cannot play a banjo. I can't play a recorder. I can't play the piano. I I do a lot of karaoke in though, Gary. You got to invite me in someday, and we'll do the karaoke Christmas or something one day together. But maybe like in March or something. All right. Christmas time is your time.
All right, let's get to the real stuff here. Packer Bears. Rob, we had a lot of talk last week. A lot of Packer fans wanting the Green Bay Packers to lose out, and we haven't really tested water so much. But Packer Bears rivalry to me feels like this one. Feels like it's getting ramped up again. Do you feel some of that coming your way?
100%, Gary. I said that to somebody else this morning, that this feels again like the 80s, that this is getting ramped up again, because it's gotten far too vanilla, guys, in the last several years. It's got to feel kind of like when you played Gary and when Leroy played a little bit, because I really do think it dissipated in the last several years. These guys, a lot of them have the same agents. A lot of them are buddies. Rodgers and Cutler were buddies. We all knew that. And it took kind of some of the sting away, or just kind of the tenacity away from the rivalry. And I think with Rodgers kind of floating that five wins in a row deal after they lost that Sunday night game to the Vikings and listing off the opponents and mentioning whether that was deliberate or not, I guess none of us know. We can't get inside Aaron Rodgers' head, but whether it was deliberate or not, that he kind of took the shot that the Packers have had terrific success in Illinois and at Soldier Field and Hicks and guys like that with the Bears taking offense to that. I think you're going to see a really revved up rivalry come Sunday, not to mention the fact, the Bears can clinch the division. They are still chasing home field and maybe a first-round bye, Green Bay. Guys, I'm telling you, if Green Bay wins this game, their percentages to make the playoffs are going to jump dramatically if they find a way to steal this one. So there is plenty to play for from the Packer perspective. So, no, guys, I expect a game on Sunday as intense as anything we've seen in years.
So how does this Packers offensive line with backups, or some backups, going to deal with this Bears front
right,
seven?
Backups.
They don't, Sparky. Well, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be tricky. They're going to have to play very similar, I think, guys, to the way they did last week against Atlanta. Three-step drops, balls out quick. Rodgers can't have that ball more than a second and a half, 1.8, 2.0 seconds, something like that. He cannot hold the ball 3.0 seconds against this pass rush, because he's going to be laying flat on his back. And so everything's got to be quick, and the offense has to be clean and crisp and move really in a hurry and probably shorter stuff. You're not going to see the 40, 50-yard plays, I don't think, spark downfield where he can wait for Adams to run a double move and for things to clear deep downfield where he's holding the ball 4, 5, 6 seconds like he has done at times this year and several of the past years. I think they've got to be really quick in terms of some of the quick hitters, guys. They have to establish some form of a running game. I know it's been really hard for anybody to run against Chicago, but they have to – they have to give Jones 15 tries at least to run the football and try to balance this thing out a little bit. But it's going to be a grinder, and they're going to have to max protect on that right side, Sparky. It's not going to be easy. If Green Bay wins, guys, it's going to be a 17-14, 2017 kind of a grinder.
Rob, interesting that you bring up Aaron Jones there, because when we talk about making sure that you're protecting the quarterback, it feels like a Jamal Williams heavy week to make sure that they are able to try to keep 12 upright if they do try to let him sit in the pocket for a little bit longer, like you said, than the quick slant, quick hitters.
You're definitely right, Tausch. I mean, it's really tough. You're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, because to have any sense of a dynamic running game where you're going to bust off an explosive run of some sort, it has to come from Jones. It's not going to come from Williams. When you're giving Williams 8 or 10 carries, let's just say he gets 8 carries, he's probably going to get 25 yards, right? He's going to average 3.25, something like that. If you give Jones the ball, he's probably going to have a chance to double that. We know what Williams is. He's going to keep Rodgers clean for the most part. It's obviously, Tausch, it's risk reward on that. You saw last week what they did in that opening drive, which was really well scripted by Philbin. He went with Williams in the backfield. He max protected there with the running backs on a handful of plays, and they moved the ball efficiently down the field, and they really didn't incorporate Jones very much until the second half. Jones had 3 first-half touches, 17 in the second half. Guys, maybe it's more of a 50-50 split here. It wound up being last week 42 snaps for Jones, 24 for Williams. Maybe that trends more to a 30-30 kind of a deal this week. But I, you know, you guys, I've been on with you all year. You know my love for Aaron Jones, and I think if you're really going to move the ball up and down the field and have a chance to have a chance to win this game and say even get to 24 points, you've got to play Aaron Jones more.
Yeah, I want to concentrate more on a combination of coach search, and you have to have somebody to stop Tariq Cohen. That takes away maybe 30% of their offense. I'm not sure if anybody can do that, but I'm thinking the job will have to go to Blake Martinez, or they're going to put Josh Jones in him on him for the most part. How do you see that working out?
Well, Leroy, let's flash this back 2 decades. That would have been you on Cohen, right?
Oh, he's shut down. If that was me,
no question, right? I mean, yeah. I mean, and
eliminate that.
Drawing that up, right? For you to go and take away Cohen. Whether you take away the running back or you were trying to take away Shannon Sharp or whoever the player was, right? That was
absolutely.
That was so maybe 38 has a chance at him, guys. I mean, maybe you do some stuff with Tremont, who's clearly versatile,
I like that too,
and talented enough. I mean, that's not a horrible matchup. Cohen's going to absolutely eat Blake Martinez up and spit him out and finish with 9 catches for 111 yards and a touchdown along the way. I don't think that's a particularly good matchup for Green Bay. Roy, I don't think they go in that direction. Jones is athletic enough, there's no question about it, but the mental side remains an issue, and I don't know if he can handle that. It's going to be fascinating to watch, guys, because he's probably their most dynamic weapon on offense. Personally, I think 38's the best matchup there. We'll see what Petten goes ahead and does. There's not a Leroy Butler on the roster, though, so I don't know that any of the matchups are all that favorable for Green Bay.
Rob, one last thing for me. Vic Fangio. He's one of my candidates to interview for the head coaching job. I am sick of them not having a great defense. That everybody claimed that's what's holding Aaron Rodgers back. So I would like to bring him in here and make Joe Lombardi the offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel the quarterback's coach, and just let Vic bring his people over. I know he's 60 years old. Or do you think they'll go with somebody kind of young, new, and somebody that hopefully that Aaron Rodgers would respect?
History certainly has shown, Leroy, you know this, the last 25 years or so, they try to go for the bright offensive mind in Green Bay. When they went the 1 year with Ray Rhodes, it blew up kind of in their face. And I know you lived that, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
Just basing this on history, I would guess they go younger and they go offense. Fangio has a lot to offer. The tricky part is he's never been a head guy, and he's 60 years old, like you said, Leroy. And I don't know, not to get into a whole ageism kind of thing, but it's tricky at that age, I think, for guys to get their first head coaching job in the league. A lot of these, you know, owners and in this case, the team president and Mark Murphy trend younger. Green Bay has always trended toward offense. Now, at the same point in time, Laura, I talked at length last week with one of Rodgers' former teammates who told me he thinks they need to go defense too and pretty much just give Aaron the offense and almost name him pseudo-offensive coordinator. Now, I think that would blow up in their face.
See, I would think when a guy is 60 years old, Rob, that means you're bringing him in to win now. A young guy, we got a little time. All right, a little draft and development if you want. You know, get a few free agents, great. That's right. I'm not looking to win. Now, you bring a guy like that in, he wants to win at this
anybody
moment.
Anybody you bring in with Aaron Rodgers looking to win now, man.
Well, they better. But a young guy ain't looking for that.
Yeah,
he's looking
he
for 3 years.
Anybody who get this job with 12 is looking to win now. 12 ain't looking to do all that, man. Child, please. What you talking about, man?
Yeah, I'm just keeping it 100.
I don't think they're, you know, 12 months or 9 months away from being in a Super Bowl. I think 2020 is the earliest.
2 years. They're 2 years away.
I think you're right, Gary. 2020.
Yeah.
This is a roster from, you know, 10 to 50 that just isn't all that good. It doesn't shape up with everybody. And even up top, it's got some holes when you line them up against the better teams. I mean, Green Bay's top 10 players don't match Chicago's. Now, if Rodgers plays like 2014 or 2011 Rodgers, it balances the equation a little bit. But if he plays like 2018 Rodgers, you know, then you are trailing Minnesota and Chicago yet going into 2019. So you guys are right, though. Anybody that comes to Green Bay is probably thinking being in at least an NFC championship game by 2020, if Gutekunst pushes the right buttons and he gets the right people in there. And we've talked about this on the show, guys. I mean, it's certainly set up to trend in that direction. He's going to have a boatload of salary
boatload
this offseason. He's got the extra first from New Orleans that he can go and play with. I think there's a lot of options for him right there.
Rob Reichel, BobMcGinnFootball.com, Forbes.com. Rob, appreciate it, man. What do you see the final being this weekend?
23-14 Chicago.
What's wrong with you?
Okay. All right. Hanging up on him. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Hanging up on him. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935. That's Great Midwest Bank. Rob throwing a little bit of shade early in that interview. I liked it. I liked the shade.
That's what Rob does.
But frankly, if you have some shades on some
windows, what's going to happen?
Right, that are faulty. You could throw him right out of that faulty window and go call my girl Gina Della.
Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Met her a number of times. Huge Wisconsin sports fan. Leroy and I see her at most Packer games.
Most.
Married a man, last name Della. Woo, good business move on her part, smart young lady. Pella Windows and Doors are Wisconsin's best windows and doors out there. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process. And right now, they're offering 2.99% financing for 7 years. That's 84 months on qualified orders. Experience the Pella difference when you work with Gina Della from Pella. You work with her and her entire team. They are there to make your job run smoothly. And don't worry about the cold. The Pella teams installs your windows year-round, Roy Lee.
And see, that's the thing about the decision you're trying to make now. If you can get the right windows in, you'll save maybe 30, 40%, at least 20% in your heating bill. All of the heat is leaving your house. If you hear that little whistling sound, man, that's just your money going out the window. Just gone. And they're waiting for you now. They're standing by. And tell Leroy Butler, Gary Ellison, sit you. But I'm going to give you your phone number just in case. So give your phone to the passenger, okay? We don't want you looking at the phone while you're driving.
Not at all.
But make sure you got your lock on just in case you ride with your wife. You don't need her in your DMs, cuz. So 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. And again, ask about the 2.99% for 7 years. And again, just go to Pella.com, make it easy, sign up, and they'll be over there today.
There's a 52 that's going to be on the field on Sunday that
Clay
has
Matthews.
Everybody changed up. And
Clay
no.
Matthews.
Leroy, I'm sorry, it's not our 52. It could have been, but it's not the 52 wearing green and gold. We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.